This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Ukraine has imposed martial law for 30 days, anticipating what President Petro Poroshenko told Parliament, an extremely serious threat of land invasion by Russia. He said martial law in areas close to the Russian border will go into effect at 9 a.m. local time Wednesday to bolster defenses after Russia Sunday fired on and seized three Ukrainian vessels, along with 24 sailors in the Sea of Azov, off the coast of Russian annexed Crimea. The West condemned Russia's action. Nikki Haley, U.S. UN ambassador, called it a pattern of Russian misbehavior.
Sunday's outrageous violation of sovereign Ukrainian territory is part of a pattern of Russian behavior that includes the purported annexation of Crimea and abuses against countless Ukrainians in Crimea, as well as stoking conflict that has taken the lives of more than 10,000 people in eastern Ukraine.
Russia's foreign ministry blamed Kyiv for the crisis, calling it a planned provocation aimed at ramping up sanctions against Moscow. Dmitry Polyansky, Russia's first deputy permanent representative to the UN, said Russian sovereignty was violated after the three ships illegally crossed its border and did not respond to calls to move normally through the Kerch Strait. The incident comes just days ahead of the G20 summit, expected to be attended by Presidents Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin of Russia. In the Somali capital Mogadishu, at least 15 people, including a cleric, were killed Monday in a suicide car bombing at a religious center. Witness Muhammad Ali said he heard the explosion in front of his shop and saw many people on the ground. The insurgency al-Shabaab claimed responsibility, insisting the cleric had insulted the Prophet Muhammad. A separate bombing Monday in the city left at least three others dead. This is VOA News. The British Parliament is scheduled to vote December 11 on Prime Minister Theresa May's plan for Britain's future relations with the European Union once it leaves the EU, known as Brexit, March 29th. Among those skeptical of the plan during debate Monday, Justine Greening, Ms. May's former education secretary.
How can the Prime Minister reassure the House that this debate we're about to have now on her deal is based on facts and evidence and not more false promises to the British people, which, when broken subsequently, will damage trust in our democracy even more?
The plan has serious opposition among members of Ms. May's ruling Conservative Party, as well as those in the opposition. The other 27 members of the EU quickly approved the deal on Sunday. UN envoy Martin Griffiths is in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, part of international efforts to get the warring sides in Yemen to the peace table. Those talks expected to be held next month in Sweden. Fighting for the vital port city of Hodeida has eased in recent days ahead of the planned talks. In Afghanistan, at least 22 policemen were killed in a Taliban ambush in western Farah province late Sunday. Four vehicles were destroyed, a cache of weapons seized. American automaker General Motors Monday announced it's cutting back production of several models of cars and slashing its North American workforce because of a declining market in gas-powered sedans. Mary Barra is the GM chairwoman and CEO.
Based on the consumer shift toward crossovers, SUVs, and trucks, market conditions require that five North American assembly and propulsion plants will be unallocated product by the end of 2019.
The announcement drew criticism from President Trump and Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, where one plant will be idle.
Our government will always stand with our auto workers and do everything we can to support them in these difficult times.
Some 15,000 jobs are being cut. Barra said the auto industry is rapidly changing and the decision is aimed at strengthening the company's core business. Britain's Prince Harry offered support to Zambia Monday in efforts to boost its dwindling elephant population. As president of the animal conservation charity African Parks, the Duke of Sussex offered to bring elephants from neighboring Botswana. U.S. prosecutors said they've charged Juan Antonio Hernandez, brother of Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez, of conspiracy to import cocaine into the U.S., weapons offenses, and making false statements. The former lawmaker arrested Friday in Miami appeared in court Monday. Long-distance swimmer French-American Ben Lecomte has been forced to abandon his quest to swim across the Pacific Ocean, and a boat shadowing him was damaged in a storm. 51-year-old completed more than 2,700 kilometers. It has been to become the first swimmer to traverse the world's largest ocean. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.